You're holding Daf Yudam and Aleph on top, with four lines down. Boy, Rami Vachomer. Rami Vachomer is to shout like this. Matish Moisev Chaimish, Oy Mechaper Moisev Chaimish. That's what we say, Allah, if you have a korban, when it becomes a Baal Mum. So if the owner is paid it now, he has to add an extra fifth to pay the Hegdish the money. So Shaul, let's say Reuven was Makdish the Behema, for Shimon's sake, that Shimon should have a kapara. So which one of them now has the locker when he's paid it, he has to Moisev Chaimish. So Amar Rava says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'yim ha-Makdish yigur les beisoy. So it's clearly the Makdish, the one that made it Hegdish. So the Dik is Makdish v'loy mischaper. That a Reuven that was Makdish to Behema, even though he did it for the purpose that Shimon should have a kapara, but since Reuven was the one that was Makdish it, he's called the owner of this korban. So later when it becomes a Balmum, if Reuven goes to redeem it, he'll have to be Moisev HaChemish, and not if Shimon is part of it. Now, Boi Rami Bachom, here's another shah like this. Boi Rami Bachom, Makdish Oise Tumura, Oi Mischaper Oise Tumura, in a similar case, where Reuven was Makdish to korban, for Shimon's sake, that Shimon should have a kapora from it. Let's say Shimon had a chiv to bring a korban oshem. So Reuven was makdish to korban oshem, that Shimon should have a kapora for it. And now the question is, they want to make tamura. Who is called the bailam of this korban to make tamura? Could Reuven take his own behemoth chul next to it and say zutachazu? Or maybe only Shimon, who's called the owner, the mechaper, the one that receives the kedusha from it, the kapora from it, Shimon, or the one that was makdish at Reuven? So my Rava sounds like this. In Cain, like if you're going to tell me that the Makdish is called the owner, he can make Tumur on it. In Cain, you could find then Mitzino Tzibur, a carbon Tzibur like, or a Tzibur that's using the carbon, or else for Shutfim, that Isim Tumura, even though they're receiving the Kapara from the carbon, the Shutfim or the Tzibur, still they should be able to make Tumur on this carbon. Could very well be the case. The Savya Shliach Liakdusha, let's say the Shutfim or the Tzibur, made a Shliach to be Makdish to Korban. So the Maisa, who was Makdish to Korban? Only one person. So if you tell me now the Bailim, the one that was Makdish it, he's called the Bailim, so he should be able to make Tumura then. And we know we owe the Klal that a Korban Tzibur, a Korban Shutfim, has no Din Tumura. So this should be a proof, really, that who makes the Tumura? The Mischaper, the one that receives the Kapara. In this case here, since it's Shutfim or Tzibut receiving the Kapara, therefore there's no Tumur on this carbon. So that should be one proof. For Yoit, secondly, the Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Huna. Tana will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Karbonor LaHashem al Nizroi, that the Nozer should bring a carbon for himself. Melvad, excluding Asher Tasek Yod, and Mashmi, we can't afford it. Then Mashmi, he brings a different carbon. So the question is, V'chi Nozer Nidin Behesek Yad? Like, is Nozer have halacha whether he can't afford it to bring another carbon? There's no din hesek yad by Nozer. There's one carbon a Nozer has to bring. There's no carbon oil of Yerid. So, a ketzad, what does the pasuk mean to say the din of hesek yad by a Nozer? A ketzad. It's more sounds like this. Carbon oil Hashem means al nizroi shehifris mishaloi. That if a Nozer sets aside a carbon for himself, very good. He's yoytz, he's mechapa with that carbon. Then the pasuk says, "Novada shatastik yoda" means shefrisha layachirim, that somebody else was mafresh a korban for the nazir. So Gemara says, "Lachur lemayhilchas." Like, what's the chiddush here that somebody else could be mafresh the korban for the nazir? What's the chiddush? You like, if you want to tell Malini kaparo, stam pashat geret, that the nazir does not have to bring his own korban; somebody else could bring it for him. So Gemara asks, right now, pshita, like, of course, why not? Pshita de mechapale, why not? Like, why can't Reuven bring a carbon for the Nazir? Why not? You don't need a pasuk for that. Ella, since the pasuk says a special chiddush that if somebody else has makdish the carbon still is good, it must mean a lenient tamura. That the parasha of tamura teaches what? That fochikomen. This is what the pasuk means to teach us. That av kishe frishele achirim, even though somebody else was makdish this carbon for you, you know the locher is oise tamura. That you, the one that receives kapora from it, you can make tamura, you call the bailam of the korban. If so, shmamin, here it should be a good proof that bosa mischaper azlinon, so we go bosa the mischaper, the one that receives kapora, he's called the owner of the korban again to the din of tamura. He's the one that can make tamura and not the original makdish. So where it says law, it could be there's no proof from over here. I'll tell you, liinyin kapora.
It could be the pasuk is only teaching us a chiddush that somebody else could bring a korban for the nazir, and the nazir has a kapara. He had a question on this. The kuru matana the koyoyvle, the person is giving a matana right now. So why not? Why can't he give a matana? Smar says yes. The chiddush is ilav the riba rachman. The Torah would have said an extra pasuk over here of mivada shatasik yodoy that somebody else could bring the korban for you. Have a minar, I would have thought to say, gzeros hakosiv over here is a special gzeros hakosiv. The what? Korbona means, mididei hudim echaper, that a nazir has to bring his own korban, from his own korban he has a kapara. But midiacherim lo, if somebody else brings a korban for him, maybe the nazir has no kapara. That's a special posik of korbonoi. Is kamashim lanom, mavana shatasig, that somebody else could also bring it. And that's not the dig from the word korbonoi. So the kids are from this pasuk, there's no proof to say he got boss of the mischaper. So still the Gemara says, so my heavier law, what's the maskona right now? What talk is the maskona? And the Tosis, the Shita speaks out, Alechu, what's the marshal? We brought the first raya. The roof on the korban tziba should be a proof. So he says, no, from that is not clear proof either. Because since the law is, when the tziba is makdish it for themselves, there's no din tamura. So that we can understand, even if somebody else is also makdish it for the tzibra, the ma'isa there, still, there's no din tamura. So it could be there's no proof, even though you go bust of the makdish, but since when they makdish it themselves for the tzibra, it's no good, who would din shliach also would not be good. So kids, we don't have any clear proof, what's the locha by tamura? Do we go after the makdish, or do we go after the mischaper? Tamura says, my heavy law, what comes out, what's the maskona? Tarshima coming here. The one that's makdish it, he's talking moisiv like we had before. It says hamakdish, it says makdish, v'yim hamakdish yigoyel. So the one that was makdish the korban, even though for somebody else, when he redeems it, becomes a balmum, he has to be moisiv the chaymish. O mischaper roisiv tumura, and the one that receives kapor from the korban, he's the owner to make tumura in a chanami. We can't go boss of the mischaper. And Torah Mishle Asholacherim, let's say you take off Truma on your Paris for somebody else, the part of somebody else, even though you're doing it for somebody else's sake, still the Lachar is Tevas and Nashaloi, you have the right to take the money, if somebody will pay you money to give it to them Mishpacho. My time, what's the reason? On the Pasuk says, as Kol Maitza Tfu Oschav and Asata, that as long as it's your Tfu, even though you're giving away for somebody else, you're the Bailam of it, you get the Tevas and Nashaloi. That's the chiddush over here, that you would get the Torah Sanor, the one that was made the Truma, but the chiddush is, by Tmura, we go boss of the Mitzchaper. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Ein Memirin Loi Avrin Biyuvrin. You can't take Tmura, you can't make Tmura, Loi Avrin Biyuvrin. Means an Aver of a behemoth chulin, let's say just a leg, you just want this leg to be Kodesh, to become Tmura, Biyuvrin. From a behemoth, from an uber means just the fetus itself. And veloy uvrin be'evrin. You can make an uber from a behemoth chulin become tmura, or from an aver from a behemoth kochim. And veloy uvrin be'evrin b'shlemim. Who then you can't take from a behemoth chulin just one aver of it, just one limb of it, or else just the uber, just the fetus of it, and you want it to become tmura, or for shlemim, or for korban that's shlemim, that also you can't do. And veloy shlemim behem. You can't take a behemoth chulin, a shalom, a whole behemoth chulin, and say, zu, this behemoth chulin should be tachas zeh, means tachas the uber of a behemoth kochim, or tachas just one regal of the behemoth kochim, that you cannot do. Rabbi Yossi says, meimirin avrim b'shleimim. You could make tumor on just an aver. If you have just a leg of this behemoth, of your behemoth chulin, you want to say this leg should be kodush, tachas the korban, tachas the shleimim, that you could do, because once you want to do shibichal upon the leg, automatically it's mispashed over the whole behema. So that's like making tmura on the whole behema. But the opposite way, no, even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Avoloi shleimim behen, but you can't take a behemoth chulin of the whole behema and say, you want this whole behema to be tachas, just the regal of the kochim. That you cannot do. Just the regal, or just the aver of a kochim, that you cannot do. So Om Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, V'haloi, the Mekdoshim, when you be Makdash Behema, Hoi, Meragla Shozu, Oila, Kuli, Oila. Just like you go to regular Behema, and you say, you just want the regular, just the foot of this Behema, to to become into a korban eilo. So Rabbi Yosef's sheet is that nespashat on the whole behema, it has lach of a korban eilo. Is after the same thing, kishiyoyma ragle shazu, tachazu, teikulu tumura tachter. If you just take the aver of a behema's chulin, just the leg of it, and you say you want this leg to become tumura, tachas the behema's kachim, so lechnami, the kedusha tachas chal upon the leg, and once the kedusha's tumura is chal upon the leg, it's automatically nespashat, it spreads over the whole behema. So it's considered like the kitzia being makdish to whole behema, therefore the tzmur is chal. But everybody is maskim that just on an aver, on a limb, or just on the uber, if you only want, if the kedush would only be chal upon that, then it's not chal tzmur. Tzmur says itma. The other gemara says itma, not like this. Ba'apada oima, ba'apada says he holds ein kedusha chalo alubrin. In case you have a behema, pregnant behema, and you only want to be marked as just a uber, just the fetus inside it, so it's not chal. That's papo de shita. Rabbi Yechanan says kedusha chal alubrin. Yes, if you want to go be marked as a pregnant behema, and you only want to be marked as just the uber, you could do that. It's like it could be chal hegdish on the uber alone. So verses like this. V'yoz the Rabbi Yechanan tam goes according to his own time, to his own shita. That the Yom Rabbi Yochanan says, Higdish chatis muberes. If a person is makdish, he did a chet, he has to bring a chatis. So he's makdish a pregnant behema to be his chatis. So lochra is v'yolda, then later the behema gives birth, and then even if one gets lost, lochra is rotza bo mischaper, rotza belada mischaper. It doesn't make a difference, he has a choice, he could have his kapor from either one of them. And as what's the pshat? That when you first makdish this pregnant behema, it's like you makdish both the behema and the uber itself. Lachrayis is as if to say you use one and the other one is lachrayis of it. Because otherwise, if you can't be makdish uber, then the pshat is you only makdish the behema itself. True, since the behema becomes kaddish, lachrayis the uber of a behema also has kedusha, but not because you makdish it just by itself. And there's a special lacham that a vlad chatis, let's say you're makdish a behema to become a chatis, and the lady becomes pregnant and has a kid, the vlad chatis is lemisa ozlas, one of the hey halachas of a chatis. So that's nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if you hold lechatchila, you could be makdish the uber. So when you first go to be makdish this pregnant behema, it's like you made two kedushas. You made a kedusha on the mother and on the vlad. So therefore, this vlad is not called the vlad chatis, but it has its own kedusha like. Therefore, it's not lemisa ozlas. But according to Ba'poda, in such a case, since you cannot be makdish the uber itself, so when you makdish the pregnant mother, so true, it's chal din kedusha saguf, a din chatis on the mother, but now the vlad inside also has kedusha, as vlad chatis, but not because you makdish it by itself against the kedusha. And that's the machlokes we'll see later on, where the kedusha is first chal after it's born, or where the kedusha is chal no even in the mother's stomach. But our kopon, that's called the vlad chatis, that would be lemisa ozlas. That's Rabbi Yechanan's chiddush of kitzi. He says two halachas of Yechanan, that you could be makdish and uber, and also when you makdish them together, both is chal. So Gemara says, we need both halachas of Rabbi Yechanan. The yashmina b'ach kemaisa stand that you could be makdish to uber. Hosamu the yakdishay li ubra gufa. When you be makdish to uber itself, okay, that's one chiddush. We do not consider the uber like a dovish lo b'liyerlom. It's not considered like it's not here. It's not a chefza. No, since you makdish the uber by itself, that's one chiddush that could be chal. Avlocha, but the second chiddush, tiyak the sheli imei, where you makdish the pregnant mother, so you made the mother to be a korban chatis. Ho bechlal imei lo kodesh. I would have thought to say maybe you do not mean to be makdish the uber by itself, but rather maybe you only mean to be makdish the mother itself. And therefore, the locher is later when it gives birth to this vlad, it's called the vlad chatis, to it be lemis ozlo. So I need the second chiddush to say no, that even when you go to be makdish, the pregnant mother, you mean to be makdish both, the mother and the uber inside. Now, let's just hear the second chiddush then. No, v'yashmina basrais, we would have just heard the second chiddush, I would have thought, hosamu diakdish lo, v'chol di ispo. Since the second case, we're going to be makdish to pregnant mother, there I would say, you mean for sure if you makdish both, the mother and the kid. And it could be chal, just like the kedush is chal upon the mother, who then it could be chal upon the vlad also. Avlocha, but over here, in the first case, we only be makdish to uber, just the fetus itself. Avlocha, the yakdish shelei, I would have thought to say maybe Kivun the Lesi Avroi, there's nothing outside, you can't see the Uber. Like Kaddish, maybe the Kedusha is not Chal at all. That is something like a double Shalom Boliyana maybe. Tzricha, that's why I need both Kedushim. But we just would have said the second Kiddush, that's the Klal Amov, you want to be Makdish a double Shalom Boliyalam with the double Shalom Boliyalam. We say since you have that and the double Shalom Boliyalam, it could be Chal on the other one also. So just with the second Kiddush, I would have thought that when you Makdish the pregnant mother, since the Kedusha and the mother for sure is Chal, the kid goes along with it also. Well, you only want to be Makdish the kid, the Uber, maybe since he can't see it, maybe no. That's Kamash one, yes, even that also you could do. Another one says, Lishnachwin, another Lushna is like this. My Kamash one, what's Rabbi Yochanan come to teach us? My Kamash Balon. Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us that, Im Shir Mishayir, for you, Balav Yerech Imahu. Chur Tu Chadushim here. Now, first of all, you could be Mishayir, meaning to say, so if you wanted to be Makdish the mother with the Kedusha's Chattis, and leave over the Uber, Shiyura Misharmit, leave it over. And instead, you wanted to give it a Kedusha Shlomim, you could do it. And who didn't want, because the Pshat is the Uber, Lav Yerchimai, who, that the Uber, the fetus inside, is not called Stam Bottle to the mother, but it's called the Chayfetz by itself, it's called something by itself. And therefore, you could do each one separately if you really wanted to. So when it says, so, Vatati Lomli, what do I have to have the two cases of Rabbi Yochanan? Let's just say the second case. So when it says, no, Tzrich, I need both cases. That when you makdish both the pregnant mother with the Vlad, there I would have thought to say a svar migu de nach the kedusha lo nach the namel of Vlad. Like we said, since the kedusha for sure is chal upon the mother is here, so then the kedusha is also chal upon the Vlad. That I understand. Abul idoch, but in the first case, loy, maybe since you only wanted to makdish just the uber. Even if the old Uber Lav Yerchim was not part of the mother, it's called a thing by itself, the fetus. But still, since you can't see it, maybe it's like a Lav Boli Erlam, maybe Kedusha would not be Chal upon the fetus by itself. Kamash Malon, yes, you could. And Ahod, the Viet, Mabavur, just said the first case, that you makdish the fetus by itself, Bisham the Kor Meforish Kedusha, Alav Lad, because you're speaking now clearly that you want the Feresh to Kedusha to be Chal upon the Uber. Therefore, Kedusha is Chal. Avalahi loy, but the seifa, where you be makdish the pregnant mother, maybe the yikah kavon is only upon the mother, maybe the uber does not receive its own kedusha. Tzricha, that's why I need both kedusha of Rabbi Yochanan. In both cases, it's sort of like you makdish the uber by itself. The other Gemara says, Yosef Rab Zeir, Rab Zeir was sitting down. O kom olo shmaiti, sit over this halacha. Sit over the shmaita about a part of halacha that he holds. You cannot be makdish an uber. So, ace for Rabbi Yirmi to Rabbi Zera. So, Rabbi Yirmi asked the question to Rabbi Zera. It says what? So, Gemara later, Mishnah later will have. Kate said, Marim ala b'chor. How could you make a trick about a b'chor? Like, if you have your animal that's about to give birth for the first time, you know the kid will be a b'chor. How can you get around not to have to give it to a kohen? So it says like this, Kaysa Marima la Bachorma Vakera. So you have a mother that's about to give birth the first time. Shoisa Muberish, she's pregnant. So Aima, still like this, the owner should say, Masha Bimeyeho, the fetus that's inside this mother's stomach now, this is a mother, the first time giving birth, Shelzu Oila, it should be a carbonella, you want to give it to Kedusha Oila right now. The Lach Ruz, it says, Yolda Zaka, it gives birth to a Zaka later, Harezu Oila, it has a Kedusha Oila. And therefore the Kedushas Bechor is not Chal upon it. So you don't have to stand give it away to a Kohen. But rather you could use it for your Korban Oila. That's what it says later. Salma, what do we see to say? That Kodesh Uber, that you have the right to be Makdish the Uber. So the Chur Tzakash and Bapod, how does he learn this Mishnah later? According to Bapod, you cannot be Makdish an Uber. So the Kedusha is not Chal when you first Makdish it. So when it's born with Kedushas Bechor, that's it. It should be called a Bechor. You can't get the Kedusha off later. So here it's a kasha and bapod, here it's a mashmer clearly that you could be makdish in uber when it's inside the mother's stomach. Omalei, so Abzeri answered back and said, ki masnehi the kedushas domim. I tell you, that Mishnah is talking about when you makdish the uber with the kedushas domim. You don't mean to give it a real kedushas oila, a kedushas aguf. That bapod says you can't be makdish it, a kedushas aguf. Maybe the svar is because it's not fit for carbon right now. It's not called the chayfetz that's fit for carbon. Lashenkin, if you only want to be makdish the kedushas domim for the value of it, like whenever it is, you'll sell it and bring the money, korban oila, that you could do, because value it has right now, it has value to it. So where's the question? Stamazoi, Mialima Kedushas Domim to come after Lemin Abachor? Is it true what we're saying that the Kedushas Domim is strong enough to take off the Kedushas Abachor? That even if you want to say Kedushas Domim is Chal, but who says that would stop the Kedushas Aguf of a Bechor being Chal? Omulay, he said back, yes, in, yes, it's true. And what's not, I'll bring you proof. It's like this. Kol Kodeshim, Shekodam Mum Kabul Lagadeshon, any regular Korban, that there was a Mum Kabul before you were Makdashit. In other words, it was never Chal Kedushas Aguf on this Behema, only Kedushas Domim. Then Veniftu, then you redeem the animal. So Loch Res Chayavim Babachayra. Still Yechayiv in Kedushas Bechor. Uva Matonis, you have to give the Matnas Kuna from it. Tzadik is now why? Why is there still, why is there Dina Bechor on it? Time with Liyacha Sheniftu, because you redeemed it already. Again, you have this mother that you will mark the shit after had a Mum Kavua. So it was never Chal Kedushas Aguf, only Kedushas Domim. And El says now that if you redeem it, take off the Kedushas Domim, and then it gives birth, it has the Kedushas Bechor on the Vlad. Mashmah, though, if it gave birth before you redeemed it, so since there's Kedushas Domim on it, it's a Ptur on a Bechor. Because they clearly Kedushas Domim parties from Kedushas Bechor. So that's what it says clearly. Taimad Liyacha Sheniftu, the Chayovim. Abu Kaidim Sheniftu, Mashmah, if gave birth before you appointed it, then Ptur, then you become Potter from a Bechor. Amma, what do we see? The Alima Kedushas Domim, yes. If you mark the Shebehemah with just the Kedushas Domim, that the value of it is Kodesh, meaning to say you have to sell it and the money you bring the carbon with it, that's also strong enough to mask all the Bechorah. It does not let the Kedushas Bechorah be Chal upon it. So that can be Peshat according to Bapod, how we'll learn the Mishnah later. If you want to free yourself from losing the animal from a Stam of Kedushas Bechor, you could first be mark the Shebehemah, Kedushas Domim, and then later when it's born, it does not receive this Kedushas Bechor. Therefore, will not be a kasha and bapoda. Eisv, I have another question. It says, Hoimer, somebody says, Ma shebemeyer shalzu oilo, muteres begiza, piyasura bavoido. Somebody says that uba, the fetus that's inside his mother's stomach, should be a korban oilo. Says, Ma shebemeyer shalzu, the fetus that's inside the stomach, oilo should be a korban oilo. It says, Allahu muteres begiza, that with the mother, you're allowed to shear off the mother's wool. But the Asura Bavoidi, you're not allowed to work with the mother. Mishum Kochush Uba Shebo. Because by working with the mother, you're going to make the Uba, the fetus, weaker. And you're going to take away from the behemoth, from the Kochim. You'd be Mafsid Kochim, so you can't do that. So it's Mashma clearly again that there is a Kedushas Aguf, Chal upon the Uba. So it'd be a Kashim Bapot that says, no, you cannot be Makdish in Uba. Smarit is Omalei, Honami, you're also a Te Kedushas Domim. Again, we're talking about now a Kedushas Domim. You're only makdish this uber with a kedushas domim, and that also causes a din that you cannot work with the mother. And we already said that according to Bapod, the kedushas domim could be chal on the uber. The ma'aseh said it's called meat. There is something there, so you want to be makdish the value of it. That you could do. The Moras Tam asks, "Only alim of kedushas domim the asirule be'avoidi." Is it true that any animal that has a kedushas domim on it, it does not have kedushas aguf? You can't work with it. Like why not? It only has a kedushas domim. You can sell it anyway. So why can't you work with it right now? Omlai said back to him, in yes, it's taka true, you're not allowed to work with it. And for the same Svaralachura, you're being machish, you're taking away the value of Hegdish. The value of it, you are machish. So you can't work with it to ruin it, take away the value. To your Tanam, what I bring you proof, it says, Yoitzin lachulin, ligosa is vulevit. Again, if you have this behema, that it was kodam mumim legdation, that it was only chaluk dushas domim on the behema. So it says, after you powder it, it says, Yaitzin lechul gozat lechulim, li gozes, now you can shear off. Since it never had a kedushas aguf on it, you could be gozat, shear off the wool. For leavet, you can work with it. So deik is time, a why mishum, the nifton, because you redeemed it already. You took off, even the kedushas dom you took off. Mashmuzov hakodim shniftu, before you took off the kedushas domim, then asur mavod would be yasa be avoida. Amma, what do we see to say? What do we see? The kedushas domim, asur le avoida. Even though the behemoth is only yasa, with kedushas domim, still it's also to do the avoida, to work with it, and that's the svara. Because the ma'aseh, by working with it, you're going to ruin it and make a kochush. You're going to take away a little bit the value of hegdish. That's also yasa. So that's what Bapod will learn that halacha that if you makdish the uber with the kedushas domim, you're not allowed to even work with the mother. Eis for this, another question. It says ein mamiris doesn't have mishnah now. Ein mamiris can't make tumura. Loi Avrin, you can't take just the regal, just the foot of a behemoth chulin. The Avrin, onto a behema that the uber is kaddish. You can't do that. You can't make tmura from the fetus that's kaddish. V'loy ubrin b'yevin. You can't take stam the fetus of a behema schulim and make a tmura from a kachim, from the regular of a behema. Tzadik is a muri hudalay meimor. You can't make tmura on this fetus. But mashmo ha mikdash kachim, if you went to look at chil to be makdash the uber, mashmo ha b'yevin, you could be makdash it. So again, v'yekashem ma'poda. So where it says, no, I'll tell you, omalei, I'll tell you, the way we'll answer Pshan the Mishnah according to ma'poda is, Bivlode Kodishim, who? Tikdishi Vikaimi. The Mishnah is talking about a Vlad Kodishim. It's not talking about you or Makdish the Aver, the Uber. It's talking about that the mother was Kodish. They had a Behema Shlomim. And later the Behema became pregnant. So Avada the Uber is Kodish. So this Bapod also agrees to, like we said before. Avada, if you Makdish the Behema Shlomim, and then she becomes pregnant, Avada, the Uber has its own Kedusha. It's called the Uber of the mother. Not that you could be makdashit l'chachilu that way, but just once an uber is born in the behemoth's kachim, it also has kedusha. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. You have an uber that's kachim, so you can't make tumura from it. So we ask the question, if lad kachim, b'me'imahu, if we're talking about now the Mishnah of lad kachim is in the mother's stomach, l'yavdin, then it does not make tumura. Mashmadohu afroi, then when this behemoth is born, when the uber is born, then avdin. Again, you had a korban shlomim, and then it became pregnant. So, calls the man it's pregnant. The uber, even though it has kedusha, can't make tumur on it. But master from the Mishnah, after the behemoth is born, after the uber is born, then you could make tumur on it. For the more why? For a time, you will learn later, ain havlad oisa tumura. No, we learned the vlad of kachim cannot make tumura. For instance, if you only make tumur on a behemoth that you will makdish lechatchila, that has kedusha's peh. But something that does not have kedusha's peh, you cannot make tumur on it. So, Mora says, Hamani Reb Yehuda, I tell you how Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda. The Yom that he holds, yes, Havlad Oisit Tumura. So Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda to hold that once the Vlad is born, then you could make Tumura from it. So Mishnah just means, calls the man who wasn't born. Calls the man from Nei Imai. For the Gemara, Reb Yehuda, Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, Tumuru Dlayavdi. Mashnah doesn't make Tumura. So, Hamikdash Kochi. There's the ratio of the Mishnah that says, if you have just the regal of this behemoth chulin, and they say it should be tumura on a korban, it's not chal tumura. So mashma just tumura is not chal if you only make tumura on the regal, on the uber of a behemoth. But mashma, if you makdish the regal of a behemoth, then the kedusha would be chal upon the whole behemoth. What's the right? But the question is, Omra Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Avrin loy kotshi, if you makdish just the avr of a behemoth, it's not chal kedusha altogether. So you can't say how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So where it says no, Hachemayaskinon, B'yever Shemeshama Tluyibo. We're talking about now an Ever Shemeshama Tluyibo. We're talking about now, let's say the heart or the head, that something, if you take it off, it won't live. And on that, even of you degrees, if you makdish the head of an animal, it's chal kedusha upon the whole behema. So the good division, only tumur is not chal on the Ever. But if you would have been makdish the Ever, Shemeshama Tluyibo, then the kedusha will be dispatched over the whole behema. Ace for the Gemara says, it says, Magdishin Avrin for Uvrin. Says now Mishnah could be Magdish, and the Mishnah later, this is, Magdishin Avrin for Uvrin. Avolay Mamir, you can't make Tamura. So Mishnah says, Hakanam here also, for Vladi Kochim. Says clearly what Magdishin could be Magdish, Avrin for Uvrin. Says clearly could be Magdish, an Aver or an Uber. Just you can't make tumura from it. So again, it's a kasha bar poda. Here it's mashma clearly. You could be makdish in an uber. And the Gemara again, hakinami bevladi kochim. For the Gemara, even bevladi kochim, don't bevladi kochim. Then my makdishim, what's lashon of makdishim? Makdishim v'kaima the kodesh by itself. Here it's mashma makdishim. You could be makdish the uber, the fetus. So how can they say according to bar poda, it's talking about a vlad that was born like you makdish the mother, then it became pregnant. That's automatically by itself that the kedusha is chal upon the vlad, not that you're makdish it. Samara says true. Hochi kama, this is what the Mishnah means to say later. Makdishin avrin. You can be makdish the avrin means just the leg of the animal. Or mamirim ben, you can make tumura from it. Avuloy mamirim avrin behem, you can't make tumura in it. The ubrim shekotcher b'mei iman e mamirim ba b'vlad kotcher b'mei iman hudloy or avdin tumura. Or yavroy or this weiter. Yes, so the kitzah, you have to miyasha that Mishnah in Echanami, and the Mishnah means to say, not if you makdish the uber, but just means to say, the ubrin, shekitchu b'nei iman, and echnami, that's the chiddush, there's no din tumur on it. But avad the rislat shekedusha of a vlad b'nei iman, where it was born, created from the behemas kachim. The mother was kachim, and now it has a vlad. That vlad avad that does have kedusha. Just the chiddush can't go be makdish according to bapodah, yuba with the kedusha is haper. All right, we'll stop here.